This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Royal Challengers Bengaluru have clinched the Indian Premier League trophy for the first time. They defeated Punjab Kings by 6 runs at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. On winning the maiden IPL title, RCB skipper Rajat Patidar said, "Virat Kohli and all the fans deserve this win more than anyone else." He also thanked the team management and coaching staff for supporting every player.
"I think for me it's a great opportunity, you know, to do captaincy under him, and it was a great learning for me. And as I said, I think he deserved more than anyone else, Virat Kohli and all the fans. And after that, I think everyone who has supported the management, support staff, coaching staff, I think the way they have supported every player, I think that was beautiful. I just want to say one line for the fans. E Sala Cup Nandu."
Overwhelmed with emotions, Virat Kohli said in the post-match interview that he never imagined the day would come when RCB would finally win the IPL.
"This win is as much for the fans as it is for the team. It's been 18 long years. I've given this team my youth, my prime, and my experience. And I've tried to win this every season that I come. And I give it everything I have. And to finally have this moment come, it's an unbelievable feeling. I never thought this day would come."
After being invited to bat first, RCB scored 190 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. In response, Punjab Kings could manage to score 184 in the stipulated 20 overs. For RCB, Krunal Pandya's spell was a game-changer as he gave only 17 runs in his 4 overs and also picked up 2 crucial wickets. For his extraordinary bowling, Pandya got Player of the Match award. In Sikkim, the evacuation process at La Chen and Cha Ten will resume this morning at around 6 a.m. Yesterday, 34 people were rescued safely by the IAF and NDRF teams. The army established a vital foot route between La Chen and Cha Ten, enabling airlifting from Cha Ten helipad today. The district collector Mangan Anant Jain said that there are around 130 tourists still stranded at La Chen.
"वहाँ पे जब लोग गए थे सब लोग होटल्स में ही रुके थे और लैंडस्लाइड रात को ही थी। खाने पीने का भी हमने पता किया है तो एज सच कोई दिक्कत नहीं, थोड़ी कनेक्टिविटी की इशू है। कनेक्टिविटी अभी रिस्टोर नहीं हो पाई है तो हमारी जो एनडीआरएफ की टीम गई हुई है वो सेट फोन लेकर गई हुई है, उनके थ्रू हमें ये सेट फोन से इन्फॉर्मेशन आई है।
India has appreciated the UK government's expression of solidarity and support to its fight against terrorism. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri conveyed New Delhi's appreciation during his meeting with the Permanent Under-Secretary at the Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office, Oliver Robbins, yesterday. The discussions were held during the 17th India-UK Foreign Office consultations and the first Strategic Exports and Technology Cooperation Dialogue held in New Delhi. BJP has criticised the leader of the opposition at the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, for allegedly undermining Operation Sindoor. In a video shared on social media, BJP MP Sambit Patra has alleged that Mr. Gandhi has insulted Operation Sindoor, the Indian Army and the country. Reacting to Congress MP Rahul Gandhi's remark during an event in Bhopal yesterday, Mr. Patra said such remarks do not befit any civilized politician, any leader of the opposition or any politician. The annual 5-day Hajj pilgrimage commences today, as millions of Muslims from across the world, including India, begins their journey from the holy city of Makkah to assemble in the tent city of Mina in Saudi Arabia. They will spend the night there and move towards the plains of Arafat at dawn tomorrow for the day's main ritual of Hajj reciting prayers. The pilgrims will spend the day there praying and asking for God's forgiveness. South Korea's opposition leader Lee Jae-myung is said to become the next president following a snap election. Official results have put him well ahead of his main rival, incumbent President Kim Moon-soo, who conceded defeat this morning. Lee's victory comes exactly 6 months after the country's previous leader declared martial law and plunged the nation into chaos. At the Norway Chess 2025, Indian Grandmaster Arjun Erigesi got back to winning ways in round 8 as he defeated American Grandmaster Fabiana Caruana in an intense time scramble last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.